This is Adnan Kamran, that's ADN and Space QAMAR, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. Date of service is January 26, 2013. The patient's name is Joyce Davis, that's J-O-Y-C-E space D-A-V-I-S. The date of birth is July 27, 1956. Primary care physician is Dr. Carl Flower, that's C-A-R-L space F-L-O-W-E-R. Please copy the address, phone number, and fax number of the primary care physician from page 1 of the dictation of June 18, 2012. The referring physician is Dr. Michael Wood, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L space W-O-O-D. Please copy the address, phone number, and fax number of the referring physician from page 1 of the dictation of June 18, 2012. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Davis, a very pleasant 56-year-old African-American female with past medical history significant for hypertension, gout, and obesity. She came to our clinic today as a follow-up. Next paragraph, on today's visit, she has no complaint. She denies any chest pain, palpitations, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, dizziness, syncope, presyncope, and lower extremities pain or edema. She admits to being compliant with her medical regimen. She came today to the cardiac office for a preoperative evaluation of for a bariatric surgery. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, gout, and obesity. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Past surgical history is remarkable for ankle surgery. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient is not known to be allergic to any drug. Next paragraph, family history. Family history is remarkable for hypertension and diabetes mellitus in the family. Next paragraph, social history. The patient does not smoke. She drinks alcohol occasionally, and she denies any illicit drug use. Next paragraph, current medications. Current medications include number 1, hydrochlorothiazide, 50 mg. Number 2, Motrin, 600 mg. Number 3, Vicodin, 750 mg as needed. Number 4, Lopressor, 50 mg. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 177 over 82. Her pulse is 61. She weighs 385 pounds. Her height is 5 feet 7 inches. And she has a BMI of 60.3. Please copy and paste the rest of the normal physical examination template. Paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number 1, lab chemistry. Lab chemistry done on January 16, 2013 shows sodium 141, potassium 4.4, chloride 106, carbon dioxide 27. Anion gap 8, glucose 109, urea nitrogen 10, creatinine 1, calcium 9.9, cholesterol 177, triglycerides 127, HDL cholesterol 35, LDL cholesterol 117, WBC 8.7, RBC 4.55, hemoglobin 9.2, hematocrit 31.8. Platelets 416. Point echocardiogram. Echocardiogram performed on June 18, 2012 shows the following findings. The overall left ventricular systolic function is normal with an ejection fraction between 65 to 70%. The pericardium appears to be thickened. The echocardiogram is otherwise unremarkable.
I just don't want to forget it.
Next point, DLCO. DLCO performed on June 18, 2012. The DLCO findings are significant for infiltrative lung disease and pneumonitis. And EKG. EKG done on January 26, 2013 shows heart rate of 57 beats per minute, a normal sinus rhythm, normal axis. The overall assessment of ECG is normal. Next point, dobutamine stress echocardiogram. Please copy the stress echocardiogram findings from page 2 of the dictation of June 18, 2012. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 177 over 82. We have recommended the patient to adhere to her antihypertensive regimen. We have asked her to strictly adhere to a low-salt, low-fat diet and to regularly monitor her blood pressure. We will recheck her blood pressure on follow-up visits. Number two, CAD screening. She has multiple risk factors for CAD. She has a history of dobutamine stress echocardiogram in August 22, 2011 that showed an abnormal response with new regional systolic dysfunction in antroseptal area consistent with ischemia in the LAD region. We will follow up with a stress test and a 2D echocardiography. Next point, preoperative cardiac evaluation. The patient is to undergo a bariatric surgery. She came to our office today for cardiac clearance. Due to her multiple risk factors and past medical history, we recommend that she undergoes a cardiac stress test, an echocardiography, and a DLCO study. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Joyce Davis. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Ms. Davis back in 2 months or sooner. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Kamar, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder, period. This is the end of the dictation.